The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop,
Joseph Faina,
Charlie D'Amelio,
Heidi D'Amelio.
I'm ready for a new iteration, like stripping with the stars.
Yes.
Oh, so this part.
How did you want us to talk about this?
I can't really talk. My butthole's by Fendi.
Every time I go into the shop, you lip. I'm like, okay, calm down. Yeah. It's like, okay.
How do you have time to sleep with 85 people?
Wait, are we counting blowjobs in this?
Yes, that counts.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. My two favorite hostages, I mean guest hosts, are here. Lonnie and Zach!
Happy to be here.
Second show of the day. We're going to kill it. We're excited.
That's right.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Was that your Power Rangers move?
I watched your clip eight times yesterday.
I have that effect. Like, everyone wants to watch me a lot.
Everybody liked that.
Okay, the new Dancing with the Stars cast has been revealed, and once again, we use the word stars very lightly. Okay, I don't write this. There's TikTok stars, reality stars, and Arnold Schwarzenegger's son from his other relationship.
No, say what's in the
I don't want to see. He was on the show. He was so nice.
He is really nice.
And it's not his fault. And they wanted me to say when he was.
Gone is
it? I can't say it.
The son from the maid.
Which, by the way, this show is going to hell. Well, literally. So this train wreck is still on. Who is writing this spicy ass? You're putting it out there? Just watch the clip about Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing enters a whole new world.
And these stars are shining brighter than ever.
Jordan Sparks.
Daniel Durant.
Charlie D'Amelio.
Heidi D'Amelio.
Vinny Guadagnino.
Selma Blair.
Jason Lewis.
Shangela.
Gabby Wendy.
Sam Champion.
Teresa Giudice.
Joseph Faina.
Trevor Donovan.
Jesse James Decker.
Cheryl Lack.
And Wayne Brady.
Wayne. This isn't bad.
This is not a bad cast at all. I want to say I'm very excited about Jesse James Decker. I think she's going to kill it. She's always been so sweet. I'm excited about this cast. I would join it in 2 seconds.
Wayne is going to kill it because he's already an entertainer. I think it's not bad. It's going to be on Disney Plus. It's going to be streaming.
Why is it going to be streaming? Like, is everything just getting shut the down or what?
I mean, they actually, you know, because Tyra is the host, but they also added Alfonso mm-hmm. to help her because I think she needed a little help. And it's...
Lonnie, that's why they brought you in. We needed help, too. We couldn't get through one topic. Well, are you excited, Zach, to see it?
I'm ready for a new iteration, like stripping with the stars.
Yes. I'm into that.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
Stripper poles, and we're all like tossing dollars and stuff?
They're dollars.
Well,
there
I'm on a new show that will be named Magic with the Stars.
Are you?
Yes. That's why I was in Vegas. I was doing that, and it was with Chris Angel, and it's going to be different stars. And we have like real stars.
I can't wait to watch. I'll have all the time in the world to watch everything you do because I'll be home.
No, you're gonna be booked and busy.
No, yeah, I know. That's me being humble. Oh. All right, the only thing more painful than watching Dancing with the Stars is getting waxed. Damn, you guys. Cardi B just shared her latest beauty treatment, and it does not look fun.
Uh-oh.
Is it not encouraged to do one rip?
I think that was more of like, was that like a thread? It just was a different, when I've never gotten my lips waxed.
Don't let your secrets out.
Didn't specify
out.
Which lips, but. It's usually just in one fell swoop, but I don't know, like, why are we still waxing our lip? First of all, waxing is not good because it stretches the skin.
You know,
she should just laser, she should just electro, well, it's not 1912, Zach.
Why the I didn't know that.
Oh, can I tell you guys, my favorite text yesterday was when Hunter was like, heard you've been funny on the show. Bitch, I'm much funnier than you, I just let you shine. He goes, heard you've been funny. I'm like, oh, okay, I just had to sit back and let you have your moment, but love Hunty. So yes, electrolysis no more. Lip wax, yes, but like in a laser. They should laser their lips.
Some of us need the wax because all that, it takes too much. Like I need that because I would look like James Earl Jones if I didn't. And you know what? I mean, every time I go into the shop, lip, I'm like, okay, calm down. Yeah. Like, you're like, okay, I get it.
I don't get a lip so much. It's like a few whiskers, but it's really the chin hair for me.
Girl.
It's a serious.
I'm starting to get a goatee up under here.
I have like, it is legitimately like every 3 days, there are like five chin hairs.
So you haven't zapped those?
No, for some reason I haven't. I've done every.
Pull
else,
them though.
But I definitely tweeze them, yeah.
Yeah,
you have them.
Yeah,
I should. I have an appointment today, but I'm kind of tired. All right, when we are gone, what other show is going to tackle headlines like this? Designer vagina surgery doubles in 2020 thanks to tight leggings.
Ooh.
So supposedly celeb-inspired leggings are so revealing and uncomfortable, women are getting their V's nipped and tucked to wear them.
Explain this to me.
Okay, so this is what it is. When you pull up a high legging, if you have a big band strap, there's enough fabric where the vagina is laying in it. If you pull it all the way up, you get a camel toe and it's really uncomfortable. There you go.
So they're having things removed?
So they're having their labias sort of, where the f*** are we? And what are we talking about? They are having cosmetic surgery on their lady bits because they want to make things, they want to take some stuff
you
off.
You can't even see mine.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so this part.
Yeah.
I can't really talk because money. I have, my butthole's by Fendi. but.
Zach, you're just like lemon meringue. Just sweet, sweet, sweet you. You can say the dirtiest things, but that's okay because you got that smile. I say it, it's like.
No. Does it tighten you for sex?
No, I think that's it. I'm not a doctor, shocking. But,
but you know a lot about plastic surgery.
I do. And you see me after the show ends. I'm going to, like, need a remote to blink. I don't believe so.
Do you talk about everything that you've had done?
Yeah, well, I haven't had anything done. I've just had things helped.
Like lips?
Yeah, but I hit a nerve years ago. I'm going to see a neurologist because I can't. This side of my lip doesn't move. It doesn't. Like, it moves when I talk, but it...
Would have never noticed that.
I've had everything
Nobody
done, and I still look like there's
you look
lube
great.
On my face.
Don't worry about it. Unbelievable.
Oh, this show.
No, we shouldn't do this. I don't think women should be doing it for that. Yeah, this is an abuse of our healthcare system. There are actually people that need those surgeons, you know, to fix, like, noses and stuff. Not your damn...
Yeah. And that's all we're going to say about that. All right, life is pretty good for this year's Emmy nominees. They'll be taking home swag bags worth over $70,000. They do this every year, by the way. The bags will contain an NFT art piece, a grill, free hotel stays, and of course, a lot of alcohol. But the biggest ticket item is a 3 to 5 day African safari.
A three-way? What are you thinking about?
My lower back hurts too much for all that craziness. I need to really engage the core now. I thought this said, do we really need stars that much? Do we really need stars with lions?
I mean, didn't they see the Idris movie?
Yeah.
You don't want to...
No.
You don't go on that safari. I'm telling you.
I would love to go on safari.
I would too.
But you have to get a lot of shots and they hurt.
You sure do.
Yeah. And I don't know.
Yeah, you know what else hurts? If you don't get those shots and you go over there and you get something. So you want to get those shots, you know? So.
But I'm into seeing a lion in the wild.
Yeah.
It's something I can Google.
You better go to San Diego and it's a zoo you can take the babies to.
Oh, my God.
And not have to do shots.
I did the zoo one time with Ro when she was 6 months old. That was a waste
Never
of
again.
Time. Why did I do that?
But now she's older, so you can take her now.
Yeah, she's a bit older.
Yeah, I was going to say you can send her now.
I always go to those swag bag places, and they never give me that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like they would.
No, I'm going to try to go then.
You should. But then I feel like you have all that stuff, and it sits in a box for a year, and you never use it.
Yeah, well, I give it to people.
Yeah, exactly.
Christmas
See?
Gifts.
That's, ooh, maybe we should go together. Oh, they'll give me one if they give you.
How do you put an NFT in a bag?
That's
asking
a good
the
question.
Hard questions.
I tell you.
God. All right, we have to take a break, but coming up, a married at first sight couple has the ultimate test. Could you stay with somebody who grunts too loud during yoga? That's next.
Woo! Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back! All right, thank goodness we're still around to talk about Netflix's new show, Dated and Related, where siblings or cousins try to help each other find love in a villa. It's always a villa, right?
Okay.
Sadly, Chris is having a hard time hooking up on the show, and it might be because of his answer in a game.
Mm. What is Chris's number of sexual partners that he slept with?
Yo, I hate to do this for you, dog.
I'm not gonna lie.
Crazy. That's a high number.
A little upset and get no action. Just felt a little, I guess, out of the picture.
Oh, dude. You know? We haven't even been here for a week yet.
I think the 85 number got out.
Like, no, but I feel like people can't judge you based on that.
Dude, people definitely do, though. Like, people judge me on that my whole life. Like that.
Oops. Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Chris. I wouldn't let that hold you back at all.
Definitely not.
Why do we feel bad for him that he got to smash 85 people?
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, I know. Girls are not going to care that much, are
they?
That's
true. That's true.
Is 85 really that high of a number?
Well, it depends on when he started, because I was trying to figure that out.
I wasn't sure.
No, it's not.
No, that's a lot.
It's a lot of people.
That's a lot.
But I feel like, I mean, first of all, he was honest about it, and he...
No, he's not honest about it.
You
that
think
means it's more than 85.
It is.
Wait, are we counting blowjobs in this?
Yes, that counts. That counts.
They're not counting. Zachary. They're counting penetration. They're not counting blowjobs.
Oral sex. Is sex behind it? Then that's sex.
But that guys don't count that.
Really?
That's probably different. Yeah, that's different.
Straight culture is fascinating.
We don't care. 85, 95, 205, you're still cute. Do whatever
Have
you need.
Have your fun, baby.
All right, you won't believe this, but everyone is already celebrating their month-iversary. Mm. On Married at First Sight, Mitch and Kristen decided to do a quiet retreat, but their yoga class was anything but quiet.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking forward to doing the yoga just because, you know, my mind's usually not very quiet, so it's really good for me.
You're going to step forward with your right foot, cartwheel up. Just let it all out.
It feels so good. Oh.
The man grunts a lot. And it's loud. And it's a lot, and I'm laughing because he's like, wah.
This happens to me at every yoga class. That's why I don't go.
Yeah.
You also, know people piss you off.
Are you the one that's grunting? Like?
Yeah, it takes a lot. That downward facing dog.
It's all of it.
And then I'm farting. I'm like, I'm sorry. It's just air is coming out my damn ass. I'm so sorry. So I stay in the back. so disturb the class. It's just, people get mad. I'm like, this is natural.
It's just it's true. It's honestly, like, getting in those positions is awful.
Yeah.
And Mitch, shut the up. Okay. You're so annoying.
Okay. I would hate that too.
But hot yoga with the music, yoga bar, that's a really good class. I used to do that all the time.
Where you're like slipping and sliding.
Yeah, it's so, and you pump it up. It's so good.
I think this is why this is a good date. This is a good way to have a date, because if you can take a person with the grunting, and if you can see if they can hold positions and stuff like that, that tells you a lot.
Yeah, well, she married him, so she's there for, yeah. They're cute together, though. All right, finally, Baller Alert posted a debate that is taking over the internet. So here it is. You have to pick one blue door. You go back in time and fix all of your mistakes. Mm. I'm listening.
Okay.
Red door, $10 million in hand. Wow.
Red door.
Oh, no, blue door, because what? I could fix my mistakes and I would have had probably $30 million.
And I would fix my, I would go blue door because I would fix my mistakes and sleep at night.
but all the mistakes you made landed you here.
This is very, you know, that is such a hot debate. And obviously, as somebody who's in so much therapy, I agree with you, right? Like, all the wrong turns you took, you were obviously in a different mindset.
Uh-huh.
And you are in a better place for it. But still, like, that's the torture for certain mistakes. Like, I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah,
I would go back in time and fix some things.
What if you go back in time, fix that mistake, and then get hit by a bus?
No, that isn't part of it, Zach.
I think it
that isn't part of it. It's not that you die you get into an accident.
Okay, how annoying is someone who makes no mistakes?
By the way, I hate that bitch. You're right, 10 million. Mistakes.
Yeah,
no.
10 million.
No, you get to fix. No, I'm telling you, there are certain things, if I would have did it correctly, I would have more than $10 million. That's why I'm going on that.
Okay, you know what? I like it. Authentic. She's staying true.
What if we go through the doggy door and correct, like, half the mistakes?
Okay.
And get $5 million.
And you're not going to really get $5 million because
Texas,
the government is going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And then your agents, that's another
30%. Oh, the agent's always out like this. Bitch, you didn't get me this job.
Tell me about it.
Okay,
well, and I said, I had the call last week. I said, now it's time to shine, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see what it is. Let's see what you can do now.
God. We have to take another break. But coming up, a man finds out how his wife really feels and he can't get over it. That's next. Still figuring out what door we've got. Sometimes you think you found the one, but it turns out they're actually just trash. It's time for Love is Dead. 1, 2, 3.
Love is Dead.
First up, a man claimed his wife left him for dead. He wrote into Six Brown Chicks saying that after a hard night at work, he laid on the kitchen floor. Then he overheard his wife on the phone saying that mother finally died and she left.
I'm not gonna be the one to find him.
She did apologize, but can he trust her?
No!
That's a little nuts.
Oh, wow.
Maybe don't live in the same house anymore, guys.
Oh.
She doesn't care if you're here or not.
It's time to go see a therapist.
It's past that, Lonnie. It's way past that. Therapists can only help rebuild. They can't completely put something back together.
We don't know the other side of the story. This guy might be a tool.
Yeah, what doors are they going through?
Oh, she's going all the way through
that. By the way, I'm going to ask everyone I see today. What door?
What door? Yeah.
What door are you doing?
Don't ask them anything else.
Don't ask her, because she'll let you know.
No, by the way, this morning she was like, bye-bye, bye-bye. I was like, I'm on the phone, say mama, bye-bye, bye-bye. I was like, all right, we got the B's down and the P's. Let's get the D's in before mommy calls a speech therapist.
Stop it.
I'm kidding.
I think she's going to talk as fast as you.
I know.
Exactly. And that's the problem.
She's just literally, someone was like, she looks more like you. My mom's like, she's
two
not.
Of them? That's going to be great.
She's just like me, too. She is feisty. Uh-huh. She tells me to f*** off all day.
Do you think you're going to be like a Joan Melissa Rivers thing?
We'd have found your next job, bitch.
Oh, my God. But then I would be like, oh, she's younger. Get out of here. Oh, man. More reading. And a woman's boyfriend wants to be called daddy in the bedroom, but she hates it. So she asked him to call her grandma in return. And when she asked, do you like when grandma does that, he freaked out. So does this mean that they're pretty even?
Well, what she should do is call him Zaddy. That's what they call him, Zaddy.
Yeah, I don't think she wants to say daddy or Zaddy.
Oh, what did she just say?
It's like, also, like, why do you need... It's like, that's so...
Because
like,
he must be paying her.
It's 2003. Like, very 2003 to
say daddy. Yeah, yeah. But if he likes it, whatever.
Yeah, I've never felt compelled to say call someone daddy.
Yeah. I'm not that... I feel the same way.
I like a sir.
Okay.
Oh, that's sexy.
Sir is very it. I love sir.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sir. Do you like good girl?
Hit this, sir.
Do I like good girl?
Hit it, sir.
I'm thinking of all the times I've been called that. It hasn't been many.
What about gentlemen?
Calling Jordan.
Do I say good girl to him?
Let me tell you. She like it.
He's not the type.
Oh. What do you like to be called?
Now I'm thinking about it. I don't think everybody wants to be called something.
I'm not.
You're like, yeah, I do.
You just blindfold each other and pound it out.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
Ball gag?
No. Oh. It's college.
Ooh. College, oh my God.
Ooh, yes, okay, I love it.
All right, and a husband and wife just moved and met a great couple. After hanging out several times, they learned they're swingers and want them to join in on the fun. They aren't into that and feel weird now.
Oh.
Should they still hang out with them? Probably not.
No, don't.
Do they keep hitting on them?
I think that they've basically made their interest known, and it's like, once you're not into that, you move on.
Oh, yeah, move on.
It's done.
Yeah, see, what they're going to do is get them drunk, and then before you know it, all clothes are off, and then it's a mess.
It is. Well, if you do get propositioned for something like that, and you're just sort of like, you've been living your life together for 20 years, like, do you start to... Oh, I don't know. I think it's...
I don't think so. I think society puts that in our heads. That, you know, oh, you with the same person, try something different. Honey, it's the same, believe me.
Yeah.
Well,
It is. No, I know what you're saying, unless it's like, I get it.
Yeah.
And you're like, yes, sign me up.
Sign me up.
Sign me up.
If I was ever in a monogamous relationship, God forbid, I would be encouraging swinging as much as possible.
Do you think you'll ever be in a monogamous relationship?
I hope not.
Okay.
Oh, you are so sweet, you will.
You will.
You will. You are too sweet.
I think, like, also my sex drive at some point will, like, diminish. Yeah. And then I'll just be, like, mm-hmm. over it, mm-hmm. you know?
We'll see you at 85.
85. Still doing the Yeah. All right, you guys, that is all the time we have. Follow our personal social media accounts. I like what you did there. And maybe bye to Zach and Lonnie forever. No!